On 1278 and 1530 AM. On DAB Digital Radio. On the Pulse 2 app. And online at pulse2.co.uk. This is the Robbie Hunter Paul Show with Aaron the Power Bauer, Super Mario Elliot Minchella, the Reggae Warrior Ross Peltier, and Robbie Hunter Paul.
Kia ora and good evening. This is the Robbie Hunter Paul Show. It's a very different show, though. This show is completely dedicated to the massive, massive West Yorkshire Derby taking place this weekend, this Saturday, up at Oddsall Stadium. Are you going to be there? Go out and get some tickets, because they're selling like hotcakes. Earlier today was the Bradford Bulls press conference, and we've had Aaron Bauer in place getting interviews with all the important people talking about this massive game coming up this weekend, and it is absolutely massive. So, let's kick it off with our very own, yes, he is the Italian stallion, Elliot Minchella, who once played for Leeds but is now running out for the Bulls.
Elliot, as a Bradford lad, has it been a fixture that's been a little bit difficult to ignore for the last few weeks? Have you seen it looming on the horizon?
Yeah, it's bang on. We all watched the draw, all the boys watched the draw together, and when the two names got pulled out of the hat, we were all very happy, and the WhatsApp group were going off. So, no, it's a big game. I think it's just a big game for the fans. I think it's a bit of a repayment for them for sticking by us. Obviously, the last couple of years, two relegations, and all the financial troubles that's happened at the club. Everyone knows about that, so it's a bit of a repayment for them, if you like. And hopefully, they can get down and support us, and we'll try and put a good performance on for them and show the club in a good light. Which is, I think it's about time that we do show it in a good light. Obviously, I'm looking forward to it.
What does it mean to you, Bradford against Leeds? What are your memories of it growing up as a kid in Bradford?
It was the biggest game as a Bradford fan that everyone looked for. You know, when the season fixtures come out, that the one where we all looked when we're playing Leeds, and this is the biggest game for me as a Bradford fan playing against Leeds. You know, publicise that we don't like Leeds, and we're wanting to do one over them. We're coming here we're playing to win. We're not playing to make numbers up, and we'll be doing everything we can to win.
It's the first one for 5 years. 5 years ago you were on the other side of it, weren't you? What are your memories from that day?
Strange day, actually. Obviously a very proud moment to play. It was at Headingley, I think, and against Bradford. They'd been relegated, so a bit of a strange one, but they beat us. My dad were behind the sticks at Headingley, where all the Bradford fans jumping around when I think Lee Gaskell scored a winning try. So that were a strange one, but this is the one for me, really. It were good playing for Leeds against Bradford, but I'm sure there's going to be nothing like playing for Bradford against Leeds, so I can't wait for it.
You just spoke about how big an occasion it is for the club. It's obviously the first time Bradford have played Leeds since the club was reformed. Do you address the occasion and the enormity of it as players, or do you try and treat it like another game?
It's hard to ignore the occasion. We're certainly not going to go in the change room and have them pinned on the wall and that sort of stuff, but at the end of the day, it is a game of rugby league, and if we, it got said earlier about managing our emotions, at times last year we probably didn't do that, so we'll be looking at them games to learn what we did wrong, what we did right to do it right this week, and not get caught up in the, it's a big game against Leeds. At the end of the day, it's a game of rugby, and if we play as well as we can, everybody's 1-17, and we'll have a good chance of coming out on the right side.
I know the result wasn't ideal in Toronto at the weekend, but in terms of sort of the calibre of opponent you were facing and the size of the crowd and everything, was it a good warm-up to get you ready for this weekend?
Yeah, definitely. I think the big difference I noticed was the speed of the game, and that's going to be the same against Leeds. They're going to have international players playing, and Toronto arguably had NRL players and Super League, so it won't be much different, probably even a step up from that. So we've good preparation for that. Just really looking forward to it, but I think the speed of the game is going to be the big difference from our week in week out championship game, so hopefully we can pick the speed up or maybe slow it down to our pace. That might help us, but we know that that's going to be a difference. It's obviously how we deal with that. We'll see how we go.
So there's Elliot Minchella just discussing the upcoming game this weekend, but Aaron Bauer wasn't going to leave it just at that. He had more questions climbing underneath the skin of our very own Italian stallion.
If you go back to the start of last season, when obviously you signed for the club, it was a gamble, I guess, for your career, taking a step down to League One. How difficult a decision was it, or was it quite straightforward knowing that it was Bradford and it was your hometown club?
As a Bradford fan, it was an easy decision, but then I had to think at the end of the day, this is my career and it's a job, so I had to take that away from it, if you like. and I feel like I've made the right decision. You know, now looking at it, I'm really pleased that I did come to Bradford, and yeah, it's the shirt I wanted to wear as a kid, and to be paid to play for my hometown club, it's a dream come true, really. So yeah, I feel like a good decision in my career, and just trying to keep playing well and do everything I can for, you know, wear the shirt with pride, and hopefully have the supporters see that we do that. And like it's been said as well, that there's so many of us from Bradford, I feel like we're all quite close, and we all give that extra maybe 10-15% as a, you know, rather than an import or someone who doesn't play, you know, not from Bradford. So
how important is that, not just this weekend then, but in terms of where you're trying to get the club long term, that there are a core group of people who were there on the terraces and they understand what this club's all about?
I think it's massively important. Yeah, I think like the fans can relate to us, you know, that we're all just working, we've all come from working class backgrounds, you know, our families know everybody here, and you know, we're all in touch with we're not outsiders, we're all one of them, so we've all been through the struggles of the relegations twice, bankruptcy, admin, you know, all sorts. So we're now trying to lift the club back up. We've took one step in the promotion last year, and yeah, we're on the journey to hopefully, probably not in the, you know, this year, but whenever that may be, you know, we're on course to doing something. You know, get Bradford back where they should be, and I'm excited to be a part of that.
Every player, especially, you know, ones who've spent quite a lot of time in the Championship, obviously aspire to be in Super League. That's the dream for you, I guess, but to do it with Bradford, A, is it realistic, and B, how big would it be to get back up there with the Bulls?
Yeah, I think it's realistic. Like I said, whether that's this year or the year after, or the year after that, you know, we don't know, but our aim this year is to finish in the five, and then if we're in the five, anything can happen. London showed that last year, so but yeah, my long-term goal is to play Super League, and ideally that's with Bradford, and that's what I want to do. So yeah, I think it's doable as a club. Whether we do that this year or the year after, that's, well, you know, only time will tell, but I feel like we play well, we've got a chance of beating anyone on the day. So yeah, I just feel like that's a long-term aim for the club, and if we keep going as we are, the club's on an upward trajectory, and you know, we're going well, so stick with it, I think.
And just finally, Saturday afternoon, hopefully a big crowd, is it safe to say, if you do get the result, biggest day of your career?
Yeah, that'll be up there. Yeah, it'll be a massive day, and yeah, I completely agree. If we beat Leeds at Oddsall in front of 10,000+, yeah, it'll be the biggest game of my career by far, and it'll be a proud moment, so hopefully that's what happens.
Well, you can clearly see that the Italian Stallion himself is really looking forward to the game this weekend, that entire segment dedicated to him. We're going to take a break now, and when we come back, we'll be hearing from another former Leeds Rhinos player, now applying his trade at the Bradford Bulls, Jordan Lilley. So stick with us right here on the Robbie Hunter Paul Show.
Live on 1278 and 1530 AM on DAB Digital Radio, on the Pulse 2 app, and online at pulse2.co.uk. This is the Robbie Hunter Paul Show on Pulse 2.
Welcome back to the Robbie Hunter Paul Show special edition dedicated to the massive West Yorkshire Derby, where Bradford Bulls host the Leeds Rhinos in the sixth round of the Challenge Cup. We've been up at the Bradford Bulls Leeds Rhinos press conference this afternoon, and Aaron Bauer caught up with former Leeds Rhinos Super League star Jordan Lilley, now applying his trade with the Bradford Bulls.
Jordan, is it a day you thought would arguably never come, playing against Leeds Rhinos for the first time?
It's a funny one, isn't it? You know, obviously growing up as a Leeds fan, all my family are Leeds fans, and you know, that stood behind in the terraces here as a Leeds fan watching the derby, and thinking, oh, I'd love to play in this one day, but imagine it'd be as a Leeds player. But my first taste of a derby at open age level is playing for Bradford. So you know, it's a funny one, and you know, it's something that just happens in rugby league, and sometimes it doesn't always go the way you want it to, and you know, you go down different paths in life, but you know, you look at the players that have done it, and you know, you like Luke Gayle, that's one of the best players in the world now, that you know, is playing better than ever. So sometimes you have to do that, and you take a step back from what you thought, and I'm really enjoying my time at Bradford. John's really taken me on board and looked after me, and you know, got me from the dark days of not wanting to play rugby anymore, and you know, contemplating 9-to-5 jobs and all that, and you know, it's just rugby league sometimes, it's just how it goes, and you know, I've been given an opportunity here at Bradford that I've taken with both hands, and you know, just looking forward to getting out there this weekend, taking in all the atmosphere, taking in the crowd, and I'm sure they'll be electric, chanting at each other and giving it to each other, and it'll just be a good day for rugby league all round, having this derby back.
Do you have some memories then, being stood behind those posts to the right of us here in a Leeds shirt?
Very vividly, yeah. It's you know, all I know about Oddsall since I've been here and since I've come is always cold.
Always
cold. It always rains, snows, sleets, everything here. It's a weird one, especially for them fans that stood behind them sticks, because if it rains, they've got no shelter, so they better get them, what they call, cagoules, are they called, yeah, to put on. So, yeah, I've got very fond, very vivid memories of stood behind with my mum and dad, my granddad, my brother, just watching these derbies and watching it ignite on the field, and you know, the tough derbies getting stuck into each other. You know, a bit of fighting, a bit of this, bit of that, and you know, it's all part of rugby league, and it's, you know, it's amazing how you can go from playing in a derby to then coming in the bar together and shaking hands with someone you've just had a big do on field with. But that's how the sport is, and it's a brilliant sport. And you know, it's I keep saying, it's something that I'm really happy that's happened, and you know, it's really good financially for both teams, and you know, really good for Bradford from where they've been to getting back here and getting a real. You know, a real derby game that's going to pack out the stands and get the old Oddsall back.
And they're only here in this game because of you and your wonder drop goal in the last round. Have you asked the board for a bit of a raise and a bit of a bonus?
Well, I think people say that to me, but I'm one of these that I'll always push the credit out to someone else. And you know, if it weren't for Elliot Minchella slotting it from the touchline to get it drawn level, and you know, I'll just say in an interview there, I dropped the ball under the sticks. To give them a scrum, and luckily Jack Buzzy from Stanley must have done it on purpose and missed two drop goals from me. But then you got Mark Garside that makes a break on the left, gets us to the halfway line. Steve Crossley then gets us 20 metres upfield, gets me in a position, and you know, that's my job at the end of the day. I'm an halfback. That's, you produce them kind of things, and you know, people give me the headlines and all the credit, but I don't want any of that. I just wanted to get us into the next round. And you know, thanks to my teammates getting me in that position, I didn't have much time to think and just did it, because if you'd have watched me in training the day before, you'd have known that you wouldn't want me getting the ball because I couldn't hit a barn door. Honestly, I think it was just too much time thinking. I were hitting them over the corner flag, under sticks, over there, everywhere, and then comes on field and with four people charging me down, and I managed to just hit best one of my career. So yeah, people give me the plaudits for all that, but like, I'm one to throw the credit out elsewhere, and you know, them three players in particular, but the whole squad in general, to show the character from stood behind these six thinking, where do we go from here, looking at that big scoreboard at 26-8 or whatever it was, we're 26-all, and then the drop goal, it was just a dream come true really. And you know, and this place went wild, and then it comes out and we get the draw that we want, and it's fantastic. You couldn't have wrote a better script, and you know, this weekend there could be a chance to write an even bigger script if we can get the job done. But you know, we know we've got as work out this week, and we know, you know, don't get me wrong, we're quietly confident we can go in and do a job here like you always are when you go into any game, but it's going to be a tough task. They've got a brilliant team, you know, they've got a brilliant coach, they've got good backroom staff, and you know, spend a lot of money on the team. You know, that's a you look at the Conrad Earls, you know, the two Lolahiers, the Trent Merrins that they brought over, and the experience they offer, and you got your Richie Milers in there, your Callum Watkins. You know, I could go on and on, but they've got a fantastic team. And you know, I keep saying in every interview I've said, if we're not 9 out of 10 10 out of 10 this weekend, then you know, we could be staring down the barrel of a gun of a real good hiding. But you know, I'm sure that John's going to get us ready for what will be a real fierce contest, and get us into the mindset, and I'm sure we'll come out after a decent run out against Toronto, and decent performance, and showing and seeing where we're at as a team. I'm sure we'll come out and it'll be a real good derby, and you know, I might just sneak 1 point over again.
The RHP Show on Pulse 2.
What a game that was against Featherston. Absolutely crucial. And actually, Jordan Lilly's played a really important role in a lot of the close wins that Bradford Bulls have recently had. Drop goals, last minute penalty kicks, that type of thing. So it was an absolutely incredible purchase for John Kerr and the men up there. So let's hear a little bit more from him. Aaron's just pressing him a little bit, getting again underneath his skin just to find out what makes a man tick.
You mentioned there were some dark days sort of, and thinking about going to work and have a job in the real world and things like that. Was that just around the time you were leaving Leeds, I take it then?
Yeah, it just as a rugby league player, it's hard sometimes because, you know, this is why a big thing of mine is a reserve grade, because
all you want to do is play.
Yeah, yeah. I won't bother where I were playing. I just wanted to play rugby league. You know, I play standing listen. Like 5 year old, you don't sign up to sit in the stands and watch your mates play. You sign up because you want to run around with your mates. You want to play. You want to enjoy yourself. You know, and it got to a stage where I'd sat in the stands that much that it become a regular seat, and you know, I would, you know, yeah, you get flogged and conditioned if you're not playing, because you, obviously your players on your team are doing that, so I don't mind that. But when you're doing it for a good 3-4 months, you know, and it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and that's all you're doing, you're not playing any rugby, you aren't going on loan, you aren't playing reserves, you know, it can get some real dark days. And you know, I got to that stage where I was just coming home to me and my dad and my girlfriend, and I'm saying, why am I doing this to myself? Like, you know, I'm not enjoying myself anymore, and I'm talking to my dad, I might just get a 9-to-5 job and pack it in altogether. And you know, he turns around and says, Jordan, you won't last in a 9-to-5 job. And you know, it gives me a bit of a kick up backside and that. And you know, they support me forever from my mum and dad, and you know, looked after me in some tough places. And you know, I wouldn't say them tough places are gone. I'm still going through some bits and bats at home, and you know, it's not great, but you come to work and you work hard. And you know, for me now, I've been given a real opportunity here at Bradford with John, and I can't thank him enough for giving me the opportunity here, and you know, giving me a chance to start again, and you know, get that back. I love going training now. I love being in the environment. I love being around all the lads, the great lads. Love coming out in front of the crowd, hearing them sing me song, and you know, that's what you play rugby for, to do all that and enjoy yourself like that. And you know, it's tough, and when you see your mates do it, Ashton Golding is doing the same thing, and you know, I've been through it myself, so I can help him. Yeah. and be there for him, and it's not nice, but sometimes rugby league is like that, and that's why I really hope that next year they can bring reserve grade for everyone. And Bradford are doing it at the minute, and there's some lads that, you know, aren't getting a look in at Bradford first team, so they can go play reserves. And you know, there's been the likes of like Ashley Gibson and that have played reserve grade. And you know, when I were watching the reserves at Stanley, when I was growing up, and you were watching likes of, you know, Stuart Field and running at Brad, yeah, Singleton and people like that, you're playing against some real competitors, and you could develop your game. And you know, that's what you need back in the game. You can't, you know, as much as it's all right going on loan here and there, you're going out of your old systems. You know, then you come back. So I was going on loan to Featherstone, going on loan to Lee here and everywhere, and then I'd come back to Leeds and I'd forgotten everything, that all the players, and I've been playing in a completely different defensive system to what I've been playing at. And then coach is looking at me, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, you know, I've just been playing in that system where he wants me to defend this way, and then you're wanting me to defend. It's, you know, it can get a bit, and that's partly to do with why I got so low and got into the point of not wanting to play rugby because of that. And you know, like I say, I could waffle on all day and do an hour interview on it all, but you know, for me, reserves needs to come back to stop losing people to the game. And you know, obviously I coach at Stanley now, so you know, I see the lads that get picked up and then don't ever come back to play rugby. You know, yeah, it's not for everyone, rugby league, it don't work out for everyone, but you know, when I'm coaching and they go, I hope that if they don't think, like, well, I've finished up, I'll go back to Stanley and have a run around with them for a bit, because I love rugby league that much. But some of them go and get lost and, you know, don't ever play rugby again, and they have a real talent. So you know, it's a shame to see, but you know, like I say, if they can bring reserve grade back, it'll stop losing a lot of players, and you know, we can start competing with the likes of the NRL then, that you know, have the reserves, the under-20s and everything. So yeah, we'll see what happens in the future.
And there you have it, Aaron Bauer up there with Jordan Lilley up at the Bradford Bulls press conference earlier today. We're going to go to a break now. When we come back, we'll be hearing from former Bradford Bulls player, now playing his trade with Leeds Rhinos, James Donaldson, as well as John Kerr. So stick with us right here on the Robbie Hunter Paul Show.
This is the Robbie Hunter Paul Show on Pulse 2. Live on 1278 and 1530 AM. This is the Robbie Hunter Paul Show on Pulse 2.
Welcome back to the Robbie Hunter Paul Show here on Pulse 2. Up next, we'll be hearing from James Donaldson, former Bradford Bulls star, absolutely brilliant young player who came through the development system here at the Bradford Bulls, real player for the future, Cumbrian lad, now applying his trade with the Leeds Rhino back at Odsell Stadium this coming Saturday.
James, welcome back to Odsell Stadium, familiar territory for yourself.
must be great to be coming back here on Saturday.
Yeah, when I first seen the draw, you know, I was delighted. There's no better place to come than back to Wadsall. You know, a lot of fond memories here. You know, a lot of bad memories as well, through some tough times. But you know, definitely really excited to come back here and you know, see some old friends as well.
When you talk about the tough times, you last played for the Bradford Bulls in 2014. That was obviously the season that they got relegated and unfortunately went into administration. Just how tough was that 2014 season? Because that was the last time Bradford faced Leeds.
Yeah, I think more mentally it was draining for yourself. Not knowing where your next pay is going to come from. Top players leaving the club. And it leaves you in a bit of a dark place, really. Future uncertain. You're not sure where you're going to be at next year. You know, it definitely was tough. But as a group of players, you know, we stuck together, and I think we still enjoyed the process. You know, trying to come up with some big results, winning away at Wigan and a few others to say. But it was tough. But you know, like I say, as a group of players, we stuck together and we tried to make it as enjoyable as possible.
There was great solidarity, weren't there? You just mentioned that away win at Wigan. I think that was the day after Mick Potter and all the coaching staff had been told that by the administrator you're not going to be needed, you're not going to be wanted. Yeah. And somehow the club turned up to Wigan on a Friday night and they beat Wigan.
Yeah, they did. And it's one thing I've always remembered about Bradford is, you know, the team has always stuck hard together. You know, good times and bad times. You know, a lot of players that I've left in the past that I've gone and spoke to again, and they look back and say the best time I ever had was at Bradford Bulls.
Must be great to see the Bradford Bulls on the up now, James, in 2019. You know, the right end of the championship, fighting for promotion, and you know, hopefully a good competitive game.
Yeah, definitely. It's great to see, you know, Bradford on the up. You know, it was sad to see what happened. You know, I've always wanted them to get back up to where they deserve to be for be playing at. But yeah, definitely going to be a competitive game. You know, it's raining a lot outside now, so. Hopefully it might dry up for us on the weekend, make it a bit of a faster track. But it's going to be, you know, electric atmosphere, and I think that both teams are going to put in a big performance in. So, you know, may the best team win.
The RHP Show on Pulse 2.
Up next, Aaron's collared the Bradford Bulls head coach, John Keir, and his thoughts on the upcoming game.
John, you've got some incredible memories in the Challenge Cup, done some incredible things. Where does sort of the enormity of this occasion and what's awaiting you this weekend rank, do you think?
It ranks very highly, there's no doubt about that, you know, because I think it ranks very highly in the club picture, because in the bigger picture of this club, re-emerging, rising from the ashes, you know, however lyrical you want to get, it's very, very important that, first of all, we get it right off the field so we can handle a big crowd and make it a big occasion. Secondly, on the field, we've got to be good there as well, because that again puts a marker down and people are saying, well, yes, they are re-emerging and they are improving and there would be an asset to Super League. So it's a very, very big day in the bigger picture of things. From a personal point of view and the players' point of view, it's a massive day as well, because you can get in the last eight, you know, and it's as simple as that. We win within the last eight, and for a championship team to get in the last eight, it's massive, isn't it? And I know full well the players have been itching to play this game, you know, are talking about it and concentrate first of all on Easter, then Toronto. Well, now we can talk about it and we can enjoy it and we can get excited by it, and hopefully we can perform very well when it matters on Saturday at 2:30.
I imagine I know the answer to this, but with everything now focused on grand final and things like that, does the cup still mean as much as ever to someone like you?
It does, yeah. I mean, I grew up with the Challenge Cup final was a big day when I was a kid at primary school and at secondary school. That was the day that every rugby league fan wanted to attend, and it was the one that you wanted your team to get there. And so it was massive, and that stayed with me. And you know, as I say, I'm an old one, so I see Super League coming in as a fantastic modern innovation. I think the Grand Final, the Theatre of Dreams, a fantastic modern innovation. But for me, this is about our heritage and our tradition. And that's why it means so much to me. And that's why I want us to play so well this coming Saturday.
I know some coaches probably view it differently, but how do you sort of manage the enormity of the occasion? Do you address it with the players, or do you just try and make sure that it's approached like any other game?
No, we don't approach it like any other game. I don't believe in that. I don't, you know, this, although it's just, I bet Liverpool didn't approach Barcelona as any other game last night, you know, so you've got to accept what it is, and it's a special occasion. What you've got to do is draw on the emotions to inspire you whilst also controlling them, and I think that's the secret of a big performance in a knockout game, and that's what we'll be endeavouring to do. No, I won't be. It's not like playing MLM said, is it, or West Wales? This is playing Leeds Rhinos in the last 16 of the Challenge Cup, where we could progress the last 8. So that's how big this is.
And that's Aaron Bauer up at Otzel Stadium with John Kerr. We're going to a break now. When we come back, we'll be hearing more from the Bradford Bulls head coach. So stick with us right here on the Robbie Hunter Paul Show.
This is the Robbie Hunter Paul Show, live on Pulse 2.
Welcome back to the final segment of the Robbie Hunter Paul Show. Special show this evening. We've been up at the Bradford Bulls covering the press conference that they had for the massive West Yorkshire derby between Bradford Bulls and the Leeds Rhinos. It's the sixth round of the Challenge Cup, a do or die game for both teams. And the man with Bradford's aspirations in the palm of his hand is none other than John Kerr. He's a magic man when it comes to the Challenge Cup, winning the trophy twice as underdogs in both those games also. So if there's anyone that can lead the Bulls in the right direction, is definitely this man, JK. And Aaron Bauer caught up with him on the club's recent form.
I know you lost in Toronto last weekend, but safe to say the form over the last couple of months gives you heart and gives you hope that you can cause some problems this weekend, doesn't it?
Definitely. Well, the Toronto game, to tell you the truth, because
you acquitted yourself very well, didn't you?
Yeah, I thought they were great. I thought they played really well. They asked loads of questions with the ball, and they made very few errors, which you've got to rely on against Toronto really to have a chance. But they made very few errors and they were very clinical. But we were dogged and determined and tough and defenders if our lives depend upon it. Well, if we're that on Saturday, we'll have half a chance.
You're 18 months into this journey with Bradford now. Has it flown? Has it gone as well as you would have hoped?
It has, yeah. And it has flown, yeah. And, you know, you're just living the moment and in the week-to-week things, but this is a real special week. And, yeah, it has flown. Yes, I've enjoyed it. And, obviously, we've been on an upward progression, and I hope that we continue that. And, obviously, this, I feel, is a real measure for us.
Yeah.
So we've got to go out there as a club and be good off the field and on the field.
Did it feel like a gamble at the time? I mean, obviously, they'd just been relegated to League One. The club was quite uncertain times. You know, they were only a year or so since Reformation. How did you view the move at the time?
It was a gamble. But the more I spoke with the owner, Andrew, and the more that we looked at his business plans and the fact that it could progress and be sustainable progression. You know, he didn't want to go for a boom or bust. He wanted for sustainable progression. So that allows you to build gradually and build within your financial structure as well. And so, yes, it was a gamble, but I was reassured that it was an achievable one. And there's nothing in my 18 months here to show me any different. And what I do know is this is a big club in waiting. You know, there's no doubt about that. And if we do get it right on the field, we'll get it, it'll come off the field as well. And the other thing that we committed to was making it building without academy, which we committed to that because, again, it makes financial sense. Why invest in academy if you're not going to use a homegrown player? Well, it makes financial sense, and it also gives a real sense of belonging to the players. And 9 out of the 19 who went to Toronto came through this academy. So I think we're doing it the right way, and hopefully that'll prove to be the point in, you know, perhaps a couple of years' time when we're back in Super League. I hope we're back in Super League by then, and hopefully we've got, you know, tens of thousand people coming to watch us regularly then, and it will prove to be the right decision. But I feel at the minute, 18 months in, yes, it was right. It was a gamble, but I'm certainly enjoying that gamble.
And what an incredible career this man has had. And let's hear some final thoughts from Jordan Lilley himself.
I believe you've been told by Leeds that your contract won't be extended beyond this season. Is there obviously an element of sadness there? Have you been able to close that particular chapter of your life yet?
It's a bit weird how it's come around, really, because heard it to myself yet. I haven't actually had a phone call from Gary or anyone to tell me yet. It's more come from my agent asking if I can, you know, because, you know, I haven't had any contact with Leeds in 18 months. You know, I've had the odd phone call here and there, but not what I thought I should have had. If, you know, if they really wanted to keep me, they'd made a more effort, more of an effort, you know. And that's not saying I'm not trying to in any way have a dig at anybody, but, you know, that's just the way it is. And I haven't really had the phone call off Gary to say, look, John, thanks for your services at Leeds, but we're not going to keep you if you need help. You know, that's all you want to hear as a player, but I haven't had any of that. And obviously they've been going through a lot of stuff and I can understand all that, but 2 minute phone calls not going to harm anyone, is it? And I haven't really had the closed book confirmation yet. I've just had it through my agent, and, you know, we started looking around, and Bradford have made an offer, and there's some bits floating around, but I'll let my agent sort all that out, and I just focus on the rugby at the minute. But yeah, obviously it's sadness, because I've grown up at Leeds Rhinos. I've grown up playing there. I played in a World Cup Challenge. You know, in 2016 I played 20 odd games for him in a World Cup Challenge, and I going to my dad and think, right, this is me kicking on my career now, and I can establish myself as an halfback for Leeds. And then I go to the next year and I'm pushed out, and they bring someone else in and play 5 games, and then it goes to 2018. I haven't played one single game, and had a look in with coach, and then I got a move on to Bradford, and it's the opposite. John's saying, hey, I'm going to put my faith in you, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And
has that maybe sort of saved your career a little bit, or at least got your career back on the right track?
Yeah, because, well, like I said, I didn't know where I was going to go from there. I didn't know what were next for me. You know, it's quite a scary thing when you've gone from, you know, I've been in a secure deal of 4 years and not have to worry about Alt, to then, oh, my contract's up and what's going on, where am I going to go? You know, I'm 22, but I've got a mortgage, I've got an house, you know, I've got a missus, I've got a car, I've got a lot of things, outgoings in my life now, and, you know, I'm thinking, where's the money going to come from? Like, I'm going to earn this money again? You know, it's can be a daunting thing, and not everyone thinks, oh, rugby league players, they earn a fortune. They don't earn compared to footballers and that, and when they retire, they have to get a job and work, and, you know, as a young lad going through, you're thinking of all that, and when you've got like stuff to worry about, outgoings and that, it's quite a daunting thing, and it can be really scary at times, and obviously it has been really scary for me. So yeah, things are getting back on the right track now, and, you know, I'm starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel with stuff. And like I said, the contracts, people ask me, oh, what are you doing? Are you going to sign at Bradford? Are you going to do this? Are you going to do that? But for me personally at the minute, I just let my agent deal with that. That's what I've got him for. And then I'll just stick to performing on the field. And, you know, you perform on national telly in front of a big audience, you put yourself in the shop window, you know. But yeah, we'll see what happens. Bradford's... you know, a real good club, and it's something that I'd be keen to do and stay here if it's right with everything that's going on behind the scenes, what I've just talked about. And obviously with John, you know, there's no questions asked how good he's been, and, you know, he'd want me to, I want to stay here with him and under him, because he's a brilliant coach, and, you know, just how long he's been in the game just shows how good he's been as a coach. And, you know, if he's at Bradford are going to go a long way.
And we'll finish off the show with John just discussing the Bulls on the rise, going in the right direction now, and the importance of homegrown players in a local derby.
Likely will be 10,000 people here on Sunday, so how important is it to show the ones who are coming back maybe for the first time that this is a club that's going the right way now?
Bang on. You've hit it on the head. You know, we had a meet when I first took over, going back to that, we had a meeting with the players and we said we could be the group to rewrite history. You know, they've gone as far down as they can go. We can be the Phoenix group. You know, we can rise out of the ashes. And they achieved that promotion in year one. I'm not going to boast that we'll achieve it in year two. It might be year three or year four, whatever. But this year we wanted to consolidate within the Championship and be competitive within the Championship, which I think the first half of the season demonstrated. But this is a real shot at a Super League team. And I think this really, we can have a good look at this, and afterwards we can reevaluate and say, hey, we're on the right path, or perhaps we need a few tweaks because we fell down with regard to this. But it's just going to be a great day. It really is.
How important is it then that you mentioned 9 of the 19 that went to Toronto homegrown? How big a factor could that be on Saturday, having lads who probably watched Bradford play Leeds on the terraces?
Well, I go back to myself, and I mean, I was born down Weldon Road, which is right opposite the Cass ground, and there were only one team I want to play for. You know, I wouldn't bother about playing for anybody else. I just want to play for Cass. And I think if you can develop that within the local youngsters within this area, because there's some talent in this area, and there's some talent who'll get to the academy, get to our academy, and within that structure. I mean, ask Canberra, ask the NRL clubs, ask Souths, yeah. Ask Castleford with Jake Truman. You know, you can ask loads of clubs. There's some talent coming from this academy, and I think it is sustainable to develop your own. And obviously, the more financial resources we get, you would look at some big names coming in. But I really honestly believe you've got to base it on your own, and I think that's the sensible and financially prudent way to do it.
People look at Bradford and think, obviously, they are a Super League club in waiting again now. How realistic is it that the club can get there sooner rather than later, do you think?
I mean, we're all taking heart, actually, from what we've done the first half of the season. I mean, we're sixth, but we're equal on points. I think 4, 5 and 6 are all equal on points, so it's just points difference. So we've taken great heart from that. You know, I think if people, when they looked at us before, and I think they were a little unsure how we'd be, we were, you know, and my own target was between 5 and 8.
Right.
I felt if we weren't between 5 and 8, we'd have had a good season. Well, I've taken great heart from what I've seen, and I might have just shifted my target a little higher now. So, you know, because I am confident in this group and I'm confident in what we're doing, and I'm really looking forward to Saturday, but I'm also looking forward to the second half of the season, because I think we can progress further with what we've got.
And just finally, for those games last year where it might have been a little bit difficult to get the lads up, the Hemels and the West Wales of this world, no motivation, no team talk needed on Saturday,
no,
is there?
No, if they can't get up for this, they shouldn't be playing the game, should they? So, I mean, this is going to be one where I think you've just got to make it a simmer. Rather than get to the boiling point, you've just got to simmer it and let them explode when they get out there and from minute one.
And what an incredible game is going to be this weekend, so make sure that you get along. If you're not going to be able to get to the game, don't forget, we cover the game here on Pulse 2 this Saturday from 1 p.m. with the game caller, Mick Little. We'll be back with the full team this time next Wednesday night, so we'll see you then.
This is the Robbie Hunter Paul Show on Pulse 2.